Now, here's what we need to do. Stop and think about the mind that God is dealing with in the first place, the human mind. Deceitful above all things, enmity against the law of God, etc. That's why we need the Holy Spirit of God, which is the Spirit of truth. Okay? So here's what God says. Here is the way that you begin to have the mind of Christ. Now, it is a lifetime effort to complete that. Okay? Verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. And remember, what did God tell Jeremiah at one time? He said, don't even pray for this people because I'm not going to listen to you. In other words, there is a time when God won't be found in spite of all the prayers. I wonder how many when it started raining, when the flood began. And remember, it was very clever the way that God did it. He had all the animals come and Noah and his wife and his sons and their wives all get aboard. The Lord sealed it up. And it sat there for 7 days. And I imagine people gathered around. Let's go out and watch this event. First day, no rain. Second day, Noah, ain't raining. Third day, this has got to be a joke. Fourth day, great crowd shows up. Fifth day, even bigger. Sixth day, then on the seventh day, it got cloudy, big, dark clouds, and it started to rain. And everybody said, uh-oh, rain. And then there were earthquakes, broke open the fountains of the deep, and the rain started coming down. And how many people were there? Oh, God, we should have listened. Everybody had the high ground. Can you imagine the fight and battle over that? Beating up and killing. No, I'm ahead of you, you know. And you get up on the top of the hill, and here's a high tree. And you start climbing up that because the water's coming up, coming up, coming up, coming up, you know. And then you get up in the tree. Oh, covers the tree. God, where are you? I'll listen to you. See? No, call on the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way. You've got to stop going the way that you think is right. And the unrighteous man, his thoughts. See, because the mind has to be changed. And let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Then God brings out something very important, and this has to do with the mind of Christ. Okay? For my thoughts are not your thoughts. So how do we get the thoughts of God? Through the Word of God, through the Spirit of God, through living, through experiencing, through overcoming. See? Nor my ways, your ways. That's why God says, remember the seventh day, to keep it holy. Think, where would we be if we didn't have the Sabbath to get together and go over the Word of God? Okay? Wouldn't take long. Poop. It's like the rest of the world. Right? That's why God has the best educational system possible. Sabbath every 7 days. And they know this. They run tests on it. That the best way to learn something is to review and repeat and review and repeat. That's the best way that you learn. Now, with the Word of God and all that is in there, it's all layered. There are a lot of things we can learn even out of the same verses that we've read before. Okay? Verse 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so what are we reaching for? The very best. So are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Now, God's word is everywhere. It's like the rain. I know in the letter that I just wrote, I said, as evil has abounded in the world, so has the word of God. Not only are there 6.5 billion Bibles in the world, just physical books, But look at how much is out there digitally. Alone, there are 269 websites that have the whole Bible to be downloaded. See? So when God says that it's going to be a witness to the world, he's giving a witness. You know, it's like the man who received a Bible and said, oh, this is from Grandma. I know what she's like. Put it up on the shelf. Well, at the resurrection, God is going to say to that individual, I sent you a Bible. You did? When did you send it? Oh, I had your grandma send it. Really? I never read it. God will say, that's not my fault. That was your job to open it and read it. Okay? So you likened the word of God. Just think how it's going out. Now, also, there are a lot of people out there preaching many different things of different aspects of the word of God in whatever degree of truth that they have. And so there's an awful lot out there. For as the rain comes down, and when the rain comes down, it comes down on everything, doesn't it? Yes. And the snow from the heavens, and does not return there, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud and give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be which goes out of my mouth. What do we have recorded here? The word of God that came out of his mouth. All scripture is God-breathed. Okay. Or, since the word for breath is pneuma, God-spirited. Yes, indeed. It shall not return to me void. It's going to convict unto repentance, or it's going to be a witness against, one of the two. But it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall certainly do what I sent it to do. So, that's how we start. All right? Let's come to Psalm 92. Psalm 92. As we go through this, there will be quite a few psalms we will go to. Psalm 92. There we go. If I keep using this Bible, I'll get through all the sticky pages. Okay. Psalm 92, and let's pick it up here in verse 1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises unto your name, O Most High, to show forth your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. Upon the instrument of 10 strings and upon the harp with a melody of music upon the lyre. For you, Lord, have made me glad with your work. And the greatest work that God is doing is in every one of us to bring us to the knowledge and understanding of his truth and convert us. I will extol in the works of your hands, and what was the greatest works of his hands? Making Adam and Eve, and for all of human beings, made after the likeness and image of God. Verse 5, O Lord, how great are your works, your thoughts are very deep. So we keep learning, and keep learning, and keep learning. All right, now let's come to Psalm 40. And the way we keep learning is putting scripture together. Psalm 40 and verse 5. Well, let's go back here to Psalm verse 4. Psalm 40 and verse 4. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor those who turn aside to lies. O Lord my God, many things you have done. Your wonderful works and your thoughts which are toward us, there is none to compare unto you. If I could declare and speak of them, they would be more than can be told. And that's God's thoughts toward us. See, that's why he is righteous and ready to forgive. That's why he is dealing with us. Now come to Psalm 139. Psalm 139. And verse 17. Now, let's understand this. Have you ever thought about this? How does God think on me? What does he think of me? Okay. Now, that's why we have grace, because we need that. That's why we need the Word of God, so we can understand God does think on us. Okay? Now, we'll look at Malachi 3 here just a minute and see what he does. Okay. Psalm 139 and verse 17. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. What is it going to be like to live forever? If I should count them, they are more than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Now let's see what God does. Come to Malachi. That's the last of the minor psalms, so you go back toward the first part of the book of Psalms. That's from the minor prophets. Okay? Let's pick it up in verse 16. Malachi 3, verse 16. So if you got to Psalm 1, just turn the page. There's Malachi 3, verse 16. Now, God takes note. Then those fearing the Lord spoke together, each man to his neighbor. And the Lord listened and heard. Amazing. Furthermore, every thought we have is registered in our minds, and unless all of the sin is erased through the Spirit of God, that's why we have the washing of the water of the Word. See? Okay. And a book of remembrance was written before him. That's the book of life. For those who feared the Lord and for those who thought upon his name. Now notice what God says. And they shall be mine, says the Lord. In the day when I make up my own special jewels. Remember, we're all going to receive a crown of eternal life. And we're warned back in Revelation 3, let no man take your crown. In the day that I will make up my special jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son that serves him. Then you shall return. So the day is going to happen. The world is going to know and discern between the righteous and the wicked, and between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. Quite a thing, isn't it? Okay? Yes, indeed. Now, lest we get conceited and think, oh my, what wonderful things God is doing for us. Remember, God has a plan for all mankind. So let's come back here to John 3. Gospel of John chapter 3. John 3 and verse 16. Probably one of the most quoted verses in the world. Okay? So notice what God did. Now remember, part of the equation of the mind of Christ is this. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Now, if you don't have the section there, which comes out of the Hebrews, which is the covenant between God the Father and Jesus Christ, because they had to have a covenant between them for Jesus to do what he did and the Father to do what he did. God is always a covenant God. He does nothing without a covenant, see? Okay? So, in the Father sending Christ as the sacrifice for the world, he also gave up, as well as did Jesus, so that this could happen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish. So the choice ends up being ours. May not. But may have everlasting life. So you see, God not only thinks upon us as individuals, those that he has called, but he also thinks on the whole world and has a plan for the whole world. All right? Let's see what is to motivate us, because God loves the world and God is love. Let's come back here to 1 John chapter 4. And this is quite a chapter on the love of God. So I'm not going to go through the whole thing, okay? But let's pick it up here in verse 9. 1 John 4 and verse 9. And remember, as we have already covered, love is the greatest. Verse 9, 1 John 4. In this way, the love of God was manifested toward us. And think all that God had to go through to do it. And think about where it says that from the foundation of the world, it was already predetermined that Christ would be slain. So God knew that God sent his only begotten Son into the world. Now, he was the only one begotten the way that he was from the Father. We're begotten with the Spirit of God, but that's a different begettal than what it was with Christ. So he is the only, so that we might live through him. Now think about that. After Adam and Eve had sinned, they received the sentence of death, and they received human nature, which then always goes to evil, and yet he subjected the whole human race in hope. But man has to first learn that he needs God. And he cannot do what God wants him to do without God. And man has to learn the lesson very clear, because you analyze every single religion, and all of them are ways of telling God what men will do for him, see? And that all began with the offering of Cain. So men have to learn that lesson. God is the one who did this to save us in spite of everything. God is love. All right? Verse 10. And this act is the love. Not that we loved God, rather that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Okay? And love is the greatest of all. Now let's see some other aspects of God that we need to understand and also to realize how we need to develop the mind of Christ. Let's come to Psalm 25. Psalm 25. Here is the whole key. Here is a psalm of repentance with not quite as much remorse as David had in Psalm 51. But notice this, because we can always come to God. Now, think on this. The two that I always remember are Ahab and then King Manasseh. King Ahab, Elijah. He was told by God, you go down to Ahab, that wicked, evil king, and you tell him, because he killed Naboth and took his vineyard because Jezebel desired it. You go down and tell him that he is going to die. So Elijah went down there and told him, you're going to die. Well, the unexpected happened. Now, I bring this out because that's a serious sin. Because a lot of people come along and say, well, I wonder if God will forgive me. Yes, if you repent, he will. So what happened with Ahab, who God said sold himself to evil? He repented, tore his clothes, put on sackcloth and ashes. And it says, and walked tenderly, very gently. So before Elijah got home, God says, Elijah, have you seen my servant Ahab? I don't know if Elijah's eyes crossed or not. Okay? Now, because he has humbled himself, you go down and tell him that I'm going to postpone my judgment. Now, that's how merciful God is. See? We need to understand the mercy of God. Okay? Now, let's see it right here in Psalm 25. Oh, forgot Manasseh. King Manasseh, evil for 55 years, dealt with familiar spirits, set up idols, even built an idol himself and took it into the temple area and had it on display. God was so angry with him, he sent in the king of Assyria, who at that time was controlling Babylon, and sent him off to prison in Babylon. So here's Manasseh, And he started, I think, when he was 12 years old. So 55 years of evil from 12 until 67. Sold himself to evil. So here he is in chains, in the dungeon, in Babylon, and he repents. And what did God do? He caused the king of Assyria to recognize his repentance, took him out of the dungeon, sent him back to Jerusalem to be vassal king in Jerusalem, and the first thing he did was cleanse away all the idols and all the evil that he had perpetrated. Now, lesson is this. If God can forgive them, God will forgive you. They repented. Whatever we do, we need to repent. But we can't hold that lightly when God forgives us. See? Now let's see how David came before God here in Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Do not let me be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on you be ashamed. Let them be ashamed who deal treacherously without cost. Now notice the repair. You have repentance with reconciliation, then you have repair and redemption, the four R's. Okay? Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. That's what we need to do to develop the mind of Christ. Lead me in your truth and teach me. And God teaches us all the time. With his Spirit, with his word, through circumstances. For you are the God of my salvation. On you do I wait all the day long. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they have been of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your loving kindness, remember me for your goodness' sake. O Lord. Now let's stop right here and interject another example. Look at all the rebellions of the children of Israel when they were wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. And just before they were going to go into the promised land, Balaam came to curse. But he couldn't curse. And there's one account in the book of Numbers where it says, and these 10 times they tempted God. And yet, when Balaam began, he saw no sin in Israel. Now think about that. He saw no sin in Israel. So likewise, let that be said of us. That's why if there is real repentance, there is real forgiveness. And what does God do with our sins? He removes them as far from us as the east is from the west. Now, you go out into the universe, and that's forever, okay? Now notice what will happen when that takes place. And you will notice this. You will experience this. Whenever you repent of sin and get yourself right before God, and through his Spirit he makes you right with him, notice what happens, verse 8. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he will teach sinners in the way. The meek he will guide in judgment, and the meek he will teach in his way. Now verse 10, very important. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. So that's how God will deal with us, see. That's why these words are here. We are living in a time that our minds and everything in life, we're so assaulted with so many things. I mean, you cannot even watch to get the news without some advertisement that shows a near-naked woman over and over again, right? Yes. Well, before television, those things never happened that way. So this is why we need more and more of the Word of God and more of the Spirit of God, because we are assaulted by more and more things than any time in the history of mankind. Okay? All right. Let's continue on here. Let's see. Okay, God forgives us. All right. Here is how we do it then. Let's come to Psalm 57. It then becomes, with the mind of Christ, Psalm 57, yes, it becomes a spiritual mind set. Okay? Let's begin right here in verse 1. This is why we need to repent every day. Not just when you do something that is not right, but our minds are continually bombarded by things that are not right in a way that no other generation in the history of the world has been subjected to. This is why we need God's grace. Verse 1, Psalm 57. Be gracious unto me, O God, be gracious unto me. We need every day his mercy and his grace. For my soul trusts in you. In the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until these great troubles pass by. You need the protection of God. There are troubles on every side, everywhere. Verse 2, I will cry to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. Mark that. God has a purpose for each one of us, and he's going to fulfill it, see? He shall send from heaven and save me. He rebukes him who would swallow me up, Selah. That means stop and meditate and think on it, see? God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. That's what we need. The way you overcome the deception of the mind is with truth. And it's easy to deceive yourself, isn't it? Yes, it is. So then David says here, my soul is among lions. I lie among those who breathe out fire. The sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Boy, now you talk about being assaulted. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. Now remember where it says there concerning Satan the devil in 1 Peter the 5th chapter. Satan goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. This is one way of doing it, see? Okay? One way of expressing it here, see? But we are to resist steadfast in the faith, which is what he's doing. Verse 6, they have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit before me. Into the midst of it, they have fallen themselves. God will turn it right back on their heads. Now, boy, when Christ returns, isn't that what's going to happen? God is going to turn it all right back on their heads. He's going to let this world rise to the greatest height of power that it has ever been. So much so that they're going to think that they can fight against God and get away with it. Now then, here's how we have the mind of Christ. My heart is fixed. Okay? We fix it with the Word of God, the truth of God, the love of God, the Spirit of God, with our heart, with our mind, with our goals, and everything that we do. My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed, that there's nothing and no one which can turn you back. Now, let's see that again. Let's come over here to Psalm 108. Same thing, Psalm 108. This is the attitude that we need to have. Okay? Then we can put all of those things aside. Then we can resist them. Now, even though I'm technically handicapped, I've figured out a way when I don't like the commercial to pop up a blue screen with nothing on it. I have two remotes, one for the television, figured this out myself, one for the box that allows the cable to come in. And the one for the television is set on channel 3. So if I push, go up one channel to channel 4, I get a nice blue relaxing screen. This way, I can avoid all the ads, see? And that helps me. And I hate it when I get an ad and lo and behold, during the day, this crazy song is going through my head. You know, doodaloo, doodaloo, doodaloo. You ever had that? Yes. Okay. Now, let's read verse 1, and we will end it here. Oh God, my heart is fixed. That's with faith, with trust, with love, with mercy, with hope. And that's how then we can develop the mind of Christ. Well, I'll have to finish this the next Sabbath. For our overseas offices, please check our website, www.cbcg.org.